Already he works with the ravens, since you can no longer climb to the rookery. I will not have you kill yourself in my service. Maester Cresson blinked.
Stannis, my lord, my sad, sullen boy, son I never had, you must not do this. Don't you know how I have cared for you, lived for you, loved you despite all? Yes, loved you, better than Robert even, or Renly, for you were the one unloved, the one who needed me most.
Yet all he said was,
As you command, my lord, but I am hungry. Might not I have a place at your table? At your side? I belong at your side.
Sir Davos rose from the bench.
I should be honoured if the Maester would sit here beside me, Your Grace.
As you will. Lord Stannis turned away to say something to Melisande, who had seated herself at his right hand in the place of high honour. Lady Selyse was on his left, flashing a smile as bright and brittle as her jewels.
Too far, Cresson thought dully, looking at where Sir Davos was seated. Half of the Lord's bannermen were between the smuggler and the high table.
I must be closer to her if I am to get the strangler into her cup. Yet how?